Perfect. All right. Welcome back to Loud Mouse Podcast. This is the shortest episode you're probably ever going to fucking see in your goddamn life of a podcast. I'm your host, Miles Parsons, a.k.a. Brandon. I'm here with Diesel. And quite.
Family time.
Yeah, and so welcome. Aliens, guys. What do you think about aliens?
Aliens are crazy, dude. I've been browsing a subreddit called HFY for a while, like just in the last few days a lot, but it's called, stands for Humanity Fuck Yeah, and it's a bunch of stories about aliens' interactions with humans and what makes us different from, like, the evolution of species on other planets. Like, I know I've gone on about this, but I didn't realize there's, like, a whole subreddit dedicated to
the evolution of species on other planets? How the what?
So it's, like, how humans evolved to be the dominant species on their planet. It's, like, how all our quirks would be super weird, or like how they could be seen as super weird to other species who aren't familiar or don't have any concept of the things we do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So like, I mean, like, we talked about those writing prompts and shit, like, but like this is like a full subreddit, like with full of stories just based around ideas similar to that.
Well, because like, if a crab was like sentient, they'd be like, "What the fuck is that thing?"
No, but
like they'd be like, "What the fuck is it doing?"
But no, like take it up a notch and like. We no common ancestry. Like, you evolved in, like, completely, like, isolated environments from each other. A crab and us, we still have, like, shit, like, that connects us, like, way back ago. Like, so take it...
What would be weird, though, is if there was a life form that wasn't carbon-based.
That would be strange.
So, like, that would make things really fucking... Like, what would be a supplement for carbon for life forms?
I feel like we don't have any concept of what it could be, because a carbon-based life form, it probably doesn't even work off of DNA.
That's, all of life is carbon-based, or at least as far as we're aware.
As far as we're aware of life on Earth, so anything, like, from other planets, like, it breaks any conventions of anything we can think about.
Quite, what are you eating?
I'm eating a sandwich.
Man, that's nice. That's real nice. Anyway, speaking of aliens,
it's really cool.
I listened to a podcast that's not on YouTube. Joe Rogan had Bob Lazar on. Do you guys know who Bob Lazar is?
Mm-mm.
No, but he sounds like a G.
Okay, so Bob Lazar was like, he apparently, allegedly, worked in the Area 51 complex in like some place called S4, right? And he's the guy who was like, yeah, I saw, like, flying saucers and fucking anti-gravity propulsion fields and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to take him seriously because it's so fucking out there, you know?
Like, Did he sound sane when he talked about it?
I mean, yeah, he sounds 100% sane. But, like, there are plenty of people who are like, I was probed in the butt by aliens. And it's like, they are very...
They don't sound sane.
He could just be fucking obvious, with us.
But they explain it. There's no way. He's made his entire career off of talking about this.
Hey, man. If it pays, you might fuck around with people a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but, like... See, like, you would expect someone to say, like, that kind of stuff. Like, UFOs and anti-gravity rays and, like, you'd expect that shit if someone was talking about Area 51. What I want to hear is the completely unexpected shit where you're like... Oh, yeah, there's also aliens that aren't carbon-based. Or, like, you know, there's laser beams.
He only got to see what he worked on. So he worked on, like, the propulsion technology, because that's what he was a scientist for prior to that. And he had this, like, sphere about the size of a basketball, right? And I'm paraphrasing a lot here. But basically, like, it was kind of like a magnet that would push you away if you got near it. And when it was on, it would grab, like... It would produce a gravitational, like, force. And the other, like, items that worked with the ship that they got this, like, power source from, you didn't have to connect it. It was, like, you just had to be near it.
What?
That's what he said.
Okay, my question is, if they have this technology, why haven't they been able to reverse engineer it yet?
Well, that's what he was there to do, I guess, doing.
Reverse engineering is a much faster process than building it from scratch. You just figure out what you need and you can start working on it.
I mean, theoretically,
he was there to figure out how it works.
Unless it's crazy tech.
It's like crazy tech.
I mean,
it's like it might not even be crazy advanced. It could just be like crazy different in that like it's based off of something we can't even conceive. Like I've talked about organic technology before, but that shit's like. It could just be, like, something that's not even based off of something close to binary.
We've dabbled in organic technology before. We've dabbled in it. I guess that's true. I guess if it wasn't made by the same species, the laws of the technology would be significantly different. Like, they would have built it up on different laws. Like, if these aliens got a fucking iPhone, they'd be like, what the fuck? How does this work? because they just they wouldn't understand binary unless they already did it before. So maybe like maybe the first step is binary, then we move to something else, then we move to another thing, and then we take over the whole universe.
Sure.
Yeah, I think just, that sounds
just like
good.
That easy.
Yeah, just like that. Like, as soon as organic stuff starts working, we have one more step and we can take over the universe.
He's not wrong.
Sounds good to me. What if, do you think aliens have teleportation if they exist?
Maybe. I feel like it's more likely that if they do interstellar travel, then it's probably fucking wormholes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I mean, like, okay, so in theory, to have teleportation, what would have to happen is your atoms would have to be disassembled and then reassembled somewhere else. Obviously, the atoms that reassemble your body will not be the same as the ones that were deassembled to begin with. So every time you teleport, you technically be a different person. But,
So you wouldn't be conscious of your own self when you got reassembled on the other side. You would die. It'd be a different version of you.
Unless we figure out how to upload consciousness.
The problem with that, though, is, like, if we, like Brandon said, you would have to upload consciousness, but the human body isn't just atoms. It's also, like, energy, like, electricity and all, and like, nerves firing off. And memories are, like, very specific, like, strands or, like, sequences of electricity. So you can't recreate atoms out of energy, you know?
Bro, the fucking first test subject for teleportation, they're gonna get fucked up.
They fucked around with that. They fucked around with that a little bit, like, where you can, copy parts of an atom, like, to be an exact replica onto another part, and then you have to combine it into a third atom at some other part, because each, like, so two atoms have, like, half the data you need to recreate one atom, and then you combine those in another place for the to get the information to create that single atom again. I saw this in, it was either a Vsauce video or something like that, but it was fucking weird as shit, and apparently it would take, like, trillions of years to do the amount of atoms inside a human.
Hmm. That sounds painful. Very painful. I mean, but, okay, so if aliens, let's say aliens made it to Earth from a different solar system, right? Their tech would have to be pretty fucking good, or those motherfuckers waited a long-ass time to get here. So, let's assume their tech's good. Do you think they'd have teleportation?
Maybe.
I think they would.
I mean, what if the concept of decay and death is a purely human thing?
I mean, yeah, if they're not carbon-based, it probably is a purely human thing.
Like, what if there's...
Have you guys seen the meme where it's, like, after the Area 51 raid, like, Joe Rogan's talking to an alien, and he's like, have you tried DMT? He's like,
dude, this human, planet. Human, like, drugs would be so fucking sick if we got to see aliens. Imagine it just doesn't do anything. It's like, this is a snack. What do you mean?
It would either... Yeah, fucking aliens are just munching on weed plants.
Can you imagine if they just... Cocaine was their normal source of food, and, like, eating a french fry would just get them off their ass?
Yeah, no, that's totally possible.
You never
because,
know.
Like, I mean, like, different species of animals, like, every animal reacts to something differently. Like, I don't know what kind of drugs would work, like, on certain animals. Like, cats, for example, they can't have alcohol, neither can dogs. It's super deadly to them, but we can have pretty large amounts for extended periods of time.
It's also deadly to us, though. That's the thing.
I feel like it's more just proportional. It's more or less just proportional.
We need to drink a lot more for it to kill us.
But it's mostly just proportional to size. It's like we have a similar reaction, just it takes more.
Yeah, but like a really small amount of alcohol could kill a cat. A really small
amount. Cat, bitch-ass cat.
Yeah, poor cat.
Dying and shit, but, fucking pussy.
No, but, like, that's totally true. Like, different species of, like, aliens, they could have different, like, fuel sources. So, like, you could just see an alien chugging a bottle of whiskey, and that's, like, just their energy source. But if they have a cheeseburger, they die.
I'm just imagining an alien car fucking just chugging gas.
What if they drink gasoline?
That'd be fucking metal, dude! Literally metal, because they'd be a car.
It would have to be something, like, really brutal to us if they were drinking, like... Like, if they weren't carbon-based,
someone,
like, what would they be
this
drinking?
Someone timestamp this and he'd blow my nose.
Leave it in!
He's been, like, munching on food the entire cast. I really don't think this is gonna have
this
superb
is gonna
audio
be, like,
quality
the most
anyway.
Disgusting thing to listen to in your ears.
It's kind of the point.
Yeah, what if an alien... instead of water, drinks gasoline, and gasoline's like a water, like a natural resource on their planet. And they just like have cups of gasoline, and they just smell it. And they're like, I love gasoline. And like water is like, no, That's deadly.
It's like, I sure do love gasoline. Like, was it like Ben 10 where like chocolate was like really poisonous to aliens?
That totally came from dogs.
Yeah, but it's like it was like it was the theming of like some episode in Ben 10.
I don't remember, but like Ben 10 was the shit.
Though.
I want an Omnitrix, guys. Where can I buy one? All right.
Fucking.
I want
Elon
one.
Musk, get on that.
Rearrange my molecules.
But imagine how much better life would be if we just had like fucking superpowers and shit. Like,
actually, that sounds like an awful idea, but okay.
I think about it every day, Brandon.
Like My Hero Academia, right? If every person had a quirk, it'd be equal.
Oh, did you finally watch
it? No, not all quirks are created equal. What the fuck?
Yeah, not all quirks are created equal.
Yeah, but I want some good quirks, bro.
Like it would bring the phrase "Oh shit, she quirky though" to a whole new meaning.
That's true. Yeah, but no, I did watch
My Hero. What quirk out of, like, the ones that are in the main show would you want? Like, which one do you think would be sick to have?
Ignoring All Mights, because that's just, like, that's ridiculous. Cheating.
It's just, I don't know, it's just basic super strength. Like, not
basic,
I'd want
basic, the explosive hands.
Bakugo?
Of course you do.
Yeah, Deku.
I think, you know the chick that, like, can generate matter? I feel like that one would be sick.
Does she have to generate matter from like her own, like her not like from her own stuff, but stuff around?
She uses her own energy.
She needs to eat a lot, but like that means I can eat hella food.
Clothes.
That means I can eat. Well, I mean, it's a little less consequential for me because my whole body is my clothes. Also, my
the
skin.
Quirks in My Hero Academia are actually like really balanced.
It really depends.
They are not balanced at all.
They're
not
balanced.
Breathe.
Listen.
Better
they're
heroes.
Not,
it's like fucking Pokemon breeding for competitive Pokemon.
They're not balanced in terms of every person has like a good quirk. I'm saying like they're balanced in terms of like this quirk costs something, and to use it, you need to pay the price.
The only person
matter, you need to eat.
The only person who doesn't really have that is Todoroki because he's like kind of double sided quirk. Like one quirk, you just have to use the other one for a little bit before you can use the other one. But it's like. Literally, they're both good. Like, just as good as each other.
Yeah, but if you get in a predicament where you need to use one and then you have to use the other.
Just use it, pussy. Come on. Don't be a pussy. Come on.
But, like, you know, like, with the explosive hands, it damages your arms. And, like, if you use too much, you will break your arm.
Yeah. That was, like, his whole thing. Why, like, part of his suit was, like, being able to store the nitroglycerin so he could, like, shoot it in concentrated bursts more than he would be able to handle on his own, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, because like he can charge that up and he can pull a pin and have it all fire out and it won't damage him. But like to make an explosion that big with his hands, he'd blow apart his arms.
It's kind of
so his bones need to be stronger.
Diesel.
So it's like I like how like they balance each quirk with like a trade off.
Yeah. Like the powers have a trade off and shit. Like your body has to be able to handle the stress of what you're doing. Typically, is what it comes down to. Like the electroshock guy, like he will literally short out his brain for short amounts of time if he uses it too much.
Yeah, and it's like, it's good, because it's not just like, this thing is this power and there's no fault with it.
It's like the powers are creative, but it's also the way they use them has to be creative because of the drawbacks that they've implemented themselves. But Diesel, I wanted to ask you, stands or quirked, which is better?
Okay, so stands are like a representation.
I watched JoJo, by the way, so I know
what
you're talking about.
Oh, how far are you in?
I got past the stands part. I finished that.
All stands
they,
after
like,
part
okay,
three.
No, like after part two, it's all stands.
I know. I finished the whole part.
But
part
like
three?
So
yeah.
Already? What?
It wasn't that long.
It's 50 episodes, Brandon.
It's not 50. It's 40.
Oh my fucking god!
I haven't even
finished that yet. What the fuck, bro?
Well, it's just
you guys
like
are
I'm
really
just
far
like
behind.
I didn't know JoJo is this long. I thought it was 90 episodes or some shit. Apparently it wasn't. How fucking long is it?
Dude, like, there's like 9 parts, but only 5 of them
are. So like there's like 22 in parts 4 and 5 each, right? And then like there's like 40 or so in part 3. And then like parts 1 and 2 have like a collective 24 episodes, I want to say. Something around those numbers. So yeah, around 90 episodes actually. Maybe
I think stands
get
more
creative as the series goes on. Like first
Don't
off,
spoil it.
Like okay, I mean if I talk about powers without context, that's fine because like
yeah,
it won't make
any
fucking
true.
Sense anyway. You know, so there's like very creative stand powers as well, and you also have to find weaknesses for them. Like for example, there is a character whose stand ability is to separate things with zippers. If it punches something, it'll make a zipper that it could on. All right, like,
I'm not that far. Never mind.
Else. Yep, I'm. Not, yeah, no, that's part 4 or 5. I'm guessing.
Yes.
I was randomly watching an out of context.
I was like, I got
dude
this.
In the stand or nope. watching a kid in the shower. Like, which part was that from again?
Part 4.
Okay, yeah, that's what
that's
I thought.
Part 4, yeah.
I'm not there yet. There's another scene where a kid's taking a bath and a dude with a stand is trying to kill him. That's different.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was part 3. I'm like halfway through Battle of Egypt.
That's good. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, if I was going to compare My Hero Academia quirks with, like, JoJo stands, I'd say stands are more powerful, but I think the quirks are, like, a little bit more interesting. Because, like, a lot of them are super basic. So they have to get super creative with what they do with the quirks. Like, zero gravity. It's like, that sounds really cool, but how are you supposed to use that in combat? You know, like, you can turn things to zero gravity. You can turn yourself to zero gravity. Like, it's not as, like, easy as, like, this guy's really fast.
I mean,
you know?
The stands get, like Diesel said, as you go further on, like, parts 4 and 5, they go a little fucking off the wall. Like,
I think really? If I had a stand ability, I would like the stand that has the ability to erase parts of reality and see into the future with that part of reality to change reality.
If you had to make your own stand
that wasn't overpowered.
If you had to make your own stand while balancing it, what would you do, Diesel?
See, I've thought of this before, but I do not remember right now. shit. I know I had, like, something in my head, but now I don't. Rain check. We'll come back to this.
I mean, I think I can do it right now. I mean, it kind of depends, because, like, I like the idea of having, like, just strength and speed and precision a lot. But, like, I want something more than that, so, like, I mean, there was one stand that could basically consume shit and put him into a dark void. That sounds fun. And he was very fast.
If you want, if you were to make one, you could, like, base it kind of off of, like, a... So, you know, like, Superboy from DC, like, the comics? It's, yes. Like, so his whole thing is, like, he's, like, artificially, like, clone of Superman. So, like, a lot of his powers come from telekinesis. So he has, like, telekinetic super strength where it's his... All of his... He can fly, he's got super speed, and he's got super strength. But all that is because he's physically augmenting it with telekinesis. And so he needs to physically focus to be able to use it, which, so, like, if you can distract him or, like, mentally confuse him, you could, like, technically be able to fuck him up. So it has interesting application, but it also has its drawbacks, so that could be cool.
I mean, in theory, couldn't you give someone else super strength then?
I don't know the upper limits or, like, what the exact ways it does with, or how it works with Superboy specifically, but yeah, I guess, like, if you wanted to write that into your stand, you could. Fanfiction time. We're literally doing OC self-inserts right now.
I mean, yeah, but, like...
It's anime,
who,
so
who doesn't
want
to have a stand or have, like, a fucking superpower?
Like, yeah, it's like, who hasn't pretended to be a fucking, like, Marvel character at some point? Like, who gives a shit? Fanfiction.
Who hasn't pretended to be Spider-Man the shower waters running down their arm?
Fanfiction is badass,
who hasn't
bro.
Done that? I mean, yeah, I think let's be real here. Everyone would want a fucking superpower or something
easily,
to make the
yeah.
world so much more interesting. If everyone just had, like, a fucking quirk.
Yeah,
or, like,
it'd be really great if we had all those super-powered maniacs running around.
But we'd all
but
listen,
even.
We'd all be super-powered maniacs, though. Diesel?
You know what Syndrome said when everybody's super.
Nobody's super.
Yeah, that's why it's cool! Because everyone's
on like
the
even playing
field.
I feel like damage would be too great.
No, I'm down.
I've been watching a show on Amazon called The Boys.
Yes, yes, I love that show. It's so good.
Is
it's so
like
good.
Anti-hero.
Now, first
thing?
Of all, I haven't finished it.
So yeah, I won't say anything, but it's really good.
Wait, I saw ads for this. I think I was gonna watch it.
You should
watch it. Yeah,
I'll rewatch it at some point, but it's really fucking good.
It's really fucking good.
Oh yeah, I did see ads for this. I was gonna watch.
But basically, the concept is like superheroes, but you know, in a realistic fashion.
They're essentially all YouTubers in corporate.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking as I was watching it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, these are brands that are people. This
yeah,
sounds like
yeah,
the
brands
job.
Like they have people to do their influencer marketing with them and shit, or for them and shit. Like I don't know, but it's just it's so weird. Like some of the shit. Like how many episodes are you in, Diesel?
I'm like 6 or 7 in. So I think I have like the last episode left.
Yeah,
I was watching with my girlfriend. I think we're like 6 episodes deep, yeah.
Yeah, I won't say anything specific, but just like seeing some of the intricacies of what superheroes might be into is really fucking funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but it's also, like, fucked. Because, like, you know, if Superman was real, he wouldn't be altruistic. I just don't see that being a realistic outcome for
somebody
being a god.
If one motherfucker got superpowers, let's be real, unless they were the most kind-hearted person on the goddamn planet, they'd be destroying and stealing money.
I mean, let's be real. I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's someone like Superman or some shit. Like, the reason he's good isn't because, like, it's because he had, like, he was raised by good people.
Well, it wasn't, yeah, that's why he's good.
Like, it's not because he's just innately like that. It's because he was, like, raised with those and instilled with those values. And he stuck by them because he was taught to truly believe them, and he does truly believe them.
I just think we should all have superpowers. I'm just saying, FBI, come on, give us a secret.
We're counting on you, bro.
Like, I know you, got something in Area 51, dude. Like,
maybe if I eat this, like, laundry pot, I will get superpowers.
It'd be so cool. It'd just be like imagine if, like, mythical creatures and, like, superpowers and all that shit just suddenly became fucking real. It'd be chaos for, like, 10
years.
Okay,
Brandon just wants to be transported to an isekai. Like, that's it. He just wants to go to, like, Sword Art Online world or some shit.
To be honest, though, like, if any of that shit happened, we would probably be left still as baseline humans while everybody else just gets more powerful. And then we'd be like, but... because we're baseline humans.
Bitch, if I got a superpower, I'd train the shit out of it.
No. Most people wouldn't get superpowers if they just started existing.
Yeah, no, they would. What? I'm confident. Please.
I believe this is what the kids call. I believe this is what the kids are calling this day is denial. Just wanted you guys to know I whipped as I said denial.
Like in My Hero Academia, like, quirks are like bread, and they become more powerful.
They slowly were in, like one, like, back when they first came up, it was like 5 or 10% of the population, and then as it kept going along, more and more people were getting quirks. Yeah,
until basically no one now has it, or no one now
until
does.
Like, Diesel. Thank
it's
you,
like
Diesel.
90% or something. It's like 90%.
It's like 95% of people have a quirk at least.
Hey, I'm just saying, we have DNA transplants, guys. If my kid gets a quirk, I could just steal his quirk. Like,
the rest, but, like, literally everybody else there is like a fucking squib from Harry Potter, where they're born to magical parents, but they don't get the magic. Like, they're an oppressed
minority.
That
would fucking suck.
Like, genuinely. I was rewatching the fucking, I think it was Order of the Phoenix with Frasier the other day, and, like, fucking Christ, dude. The poor squib just got shat on all the time. Like, he was the guy with the cat who walked around the hallways in Hogwarts.
Filch. Is this Squid Kid?
Squib. B. B. With the B as in
that. Oh, I'm an idiot.
No worries. Both of us.
Diesel, you have
busy
family
sneezing
time?
My brains out. Fucking allergy season's fucking ripping me a new butthole.
Sneeze while
you have family time now?
Hold on, I need to blow my nose. Just one more for the viewers back home.
That's lovely.
ASMR really, nose really... blowing.
Yeah, so this is a short episode because we were going to record yesterday and I got busy with stuff and then Diesel has family time, so this is like all you're getting. Deal with it. Diesel outro.
We will have a normal episode next time. You can find all of our socials linked down below. Follow us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere podcasts are found. Follow us on Twitter at loudmouse_. We are Loud Mouse, and
we are very loud.
And get out of here.